Please be seated. You are God, we praise you. You are the Lord, we acclaim you. You are the eternal Father, all creation worships you. To you, all angels, all the powers of heaven, cherubim and seraphim sing in endless praise, holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. These words begin one of the church's earliest hymns of praise. We might recognize this hymn because it is one of the canticles sung at morning prayer, if you remember that. The Te Deum is also traditionally sung in thanksgiving to God as the newly ordained celebrates her first Eucharist. What is so majestic about this hymn is that it follows the outline of the Apostles' Creed, mixing a poetic vision of heavenly liturgy as it declares the faith. Immediately naming God, this hymn then proceeds to name all those who praise and venerate God, beginning with the heavenly creatures. To you, all angels, all the powers of heaven, cherubim and seraphim, sing in endless praise, holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Before we were created, before we could raise our voices to sing glory to God in the highest, those created beings, the angels, the powers of heaven, the cherubim and seraphim, gave God praise. They were not in the beginning, but created to attend to the throne of God. So today, we commemorate Michaelmas, the feast of Saint Michael and all angels. And I'm blessed to be with you once again. Thank you to your rector and your assistant and all who are here, your vestry, for those who have invited me to be among you this morning. I'm happy to be with you as you celebrate your patron saint, Saint Michael the Archangel. And as we reflect upon this day, it seems that nowadays there is not much thought given to angels in the intellectual and devotional life of Christians. Have you thought about angels lately? We know that modern theologians do not have much to say on the subject. Scientists who operate in empirical data cannot attest to their existence in the heavens. Astronauts have not reported seeing cherubim and seraphim singing in the heavens. Oh yeah, matter of fact, when you took your last flight, did you look out the window and see little things sitting on the clouds? And our consummate astrophysicist, whom I like, Neil deGrasse Tyson, would most likely not even entertain a discussion on the topic of angels. And if we admit it today, some of us who are Christians would consign the angels to the land of fairy tales and imagination rather than reality, often knowing very little about what we believe as Christians about angels. So today I'm called to preach all about the angels, but not the angels of our popular contemporary beliefs, no. Not the angels of that television show Touched by an Angel, nor the angels of that series and movie, you remember, Charlie's Angels. Oh, if angels only looked like that. Not even about those cute little chubby-faced babies or beautiful women sitting on clouds and playing harps. Our contemporary images of angels reflect a failure to understand the true nature and being of these messengers of God. There's a story that is told of an angel that appears to a man and says, "I'll grant you whichever of three blessings you choose, wisdom, beauty, or $10 million. Immediately the man chooses wisdom. There's a flash of lightning, and he is transformed. But then he just sits there staring down at the table. One of his colleagues whispers to him, hey, you have great wisdom. Say something. After a while, the man says, I should have taken the money. Angels. But what about these heavenly beings? Though the theologians and scientists do not have much to say about these beings, Scripture has much, much to say about them. Do they really exist? Well, yes, they do. I believe that angels are real, not because I see them in art or because of pop cultural beliefs in them as some magical beings, not because there's a city of angels called Los Angeles, not even because that great soulful singer Angela Winbush sings of finding an angel in her eyes. You all know, you're my angel. Yeah, I know, you don't want me to sing today. No, I believe in angels because the Bible tells me so. St. Michael's, there are over 600 references to angels in the Bible. And I want to take a moment and enumerate some of the generally held views on angels. Yes, there are guardian angels. The Bible says that there are. And no, cherubs are not little baby angels that we often see them reflected as with puffy little cheeks. Cherubs have 4 feet and look like a sphinx with wings, which is a whole lot different than you probably thought they were. And no, people do not become angels when they die, as we often hear. Angels are a whole different order of creation. And no, angels do not have to earn their wings like in the movies. In fact, not all angels have wings, while some have as many as 6 wings. See, in our reading from the Revelation to John, we encounter your patron, St. Michael, and his angels. St. Michael, whose name in Hebrew means who is like God, is the great prince who has charge of Israel. 4 times St. Michael's name is recorded in Scripture. In that first apocryphal book, Daniel, the angel speaking of the end of the world says, at that time, Michael, the great prince, the protector of your people, shall arise. And today in the apocalypse, Saint Michael and his angels are victorious. You heard the reading. After battle, Satan and his angels are cast down out of heaven to the earth. This is the battle seen by Jesus and recorded again in Luke's gospel. Jesus says to the disciples, I watched Satan fall from heaven like a flash of lightning. But church, we need not fear. We rejoice because they have conquered Satan. But who are they? They, the blood of the Lamb, who is the crucified Christ, and the martyrs who were faithful unto death, have defeated Satan and Satan's angels. But as we explore all angels in Scripture, we see a variety in order and in ministries. Now, most of us are familiar with the names of the angels we attribute as archangels. You know their names? Name one for me. Gabriel, yes. Michael is another. Uriel and Raphael. But did you know that there are 9 orders of angels? 9. Angels, archangels, virtues, powers, principalities, dominions, thrones, cherubim, and seraphim. We first encounter cherubim in the book of Genesis, guarding the gate to the Garden of Eden in the east to prevent humans from re-entering and gaining access to the Tree of Life. Seraphim are described as having 6 wings, one pair covering their faces, a second pair covering their bodies, and a third pair to maintain their position around the throne of God as they sing, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts." Imagine coming upon a creature that looks like that. No wonder so often in Scripture when the angels show up, one of the first things they say is what? Do not be afraid, do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. They have to say that, looking like it's been described in Scripture. And angels worship God. They are an example to us as Christians of the adoration and praise we should give God as we gather around God's throne. But angels have many responsibilities and roles in heaven and on earth. The very word angel in the Greek means messenger. They are God's messengers to humankind. Think about that. God's messengers to humankind. It was an angel who called Abraham as he was about to sacrifice his son, Isaac. Saint Gabriel told Zechariah that his wife Elizabeth would give birth to a child and appear to Mary, announcing the conception of Jesus. And Saint Michael protects our home. We have moved many times, my wife being a pastor and I'm a minister as well. And we moved recently. And each time we move into a new place, one of the first things we do is place this wood carving of Saint Michael at our door. If you come to my home and you enter in, you will see that Saint Michael is placed on the wall at the entrance to my home, to our home. Saint Michael is our guardian angel. Saint Michael's, you, each and every one of us, is upheld and guarded by these spiritual powers. Believe it or not, you have a guardian angel. And how comforting it is to know that there is a heavenly power concerned about you. Do you believe it? The psalmist writes, "What are human beings that you are mindful of them? Mortal that you care for them?" Church, I believe in angels. I believe in angels because I have experienced angels in my life. Do you believe? Do you believe they exist? Throughout our Christian heritage, many have felt themselves tended by spirits, powerful, swift, enlightening, and sometimes strangely personal. Oh, I bet if I were to poll you, many of you would say that you've had an experience that you cannot explain. That there may have been a time when you have been down, or you have been grieving, or you have been ill, you have been sick. There may have been times when you didn't know what you were going to do. There may have been times of joy and times of peace and prosperity. There are some times in our lives we feel something or experience something that we cannot explain. Some would even say that they have seen angels. For in the communities from which I hail, when a baby is looking out into space, have you ever noticed a newborn or a baby? And sometimes they're looking out into space and they're just smiling and laughing. Oh, y'all know what I'm talking about, cooing. And I wonder, why are they doing that? Who are they looking at? No one is there. And the elders would often tell us that they are talking to angels or being attended to by the angels. Oh, yes, I believe in angels. When my daughter was blessed in the Baptist church, the tradition of my wife, the late Reverend Butts held her up. That's what they do in the Baptist church, and because they don't baptize, we baptize infants, but they don't, and they held my daughter up, Reverend Butts did, to offer and ask a blessing of God for her. And as she was being held up, all of a sudden, she just stretched her hands like that. We have a picture of it. And the church erupted in applause. Reverend Butts said that she was communicating with the angels. Do you believe in angels? The writer of Hebrews reminds us in instructions on hospitality, do not neglect to show hospitality to strangers, for by doing that, some have entertained angels without knowing it. The mysteriousness of angels is that they can be visible or invisible and may assume human or non-human forms. Yes, God uses angels to communicate God's will to humanity. So what is God's message to you, St. Michael's? What is God's message to you? Listen. Listen carefully, and the angels might have a word for you this day. Angels also carry out God's work in the world. They can deliver God's people out of difficult situations. Oh, you remember Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? They were in the fiery furnace, and King Nebuchadnezzar looked in, and he saw a fourth body walking around in that furnace. And the text tells us that this was an angel sent by God to deliver his servants who trusted in him. Oh, yes, church, it was an angel that told Joseph to flee to Egypt with Mary and child, thus saving the Holy Family from heaven, from Herod. And yes, I believe in angels, but I know some of you do as well. In our lives as Christians, we cannot neglect the presence and ministry of the holy angels. They are the order of beings that stand between God and humans. Yes, that psalmist in Psalm 8 says that we, you and I, we have been made a little lower than the angels and crowned with glory and honor. I believe in angels. As I look at the life of our Savior, I see it framed by angelic activity. From the beginning, the angels were in play. It is an angel that comes to Mary and tells her not to be afraid, for she has received favor with God and will conceive a child and name him Jesus. Angels minister to Jesus as he is in the wilderness being tempted by the devil for 40 days. And as the story ends or begins, we encounter angels on resurrection morning. As the women go to the tomb, they find the stone rolled away and see two angels standing beside them. So today, the message for us is about the messengers from God. Today, St. Michael's, it's all about angels. And we pause for a moment to realize the ministry of angels among us and pray that God's holy angels will always serve and worship God in heaven and help and defend us on earth. I believe in angels. I believe in angels. Do you believe in angels? To you, O God, all angels, all the powers of heaven, cherubim and seraphim sing in endless praise. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.